Sounds app. Right now, it's Giles Peterson.
Peterson on BBC Six Music.
I just wanna say how I feel about you.
Thank you. opening up with a track from the brand new album by Andy Hay. Andy Hay's a drummer, he's based in Wales, and he's been releasing music independently, very much home recordings. And he's an artist as well, so the artwork's always deliciously spiritual in an abstract kind of way. Album 6 is called Polaris. Got Lee Ralph, Ben Walker, Steve Pendle, John Ellis, Gavin Barras. Private Press 2024. Get on it on Bandcamp. And welcome along to the show today. Very much in the spirit of our main guest, who's had such a huge impact on music for the last 20 plus years. Her name, Michelle Endege Ocello. I spoke to Michelle yesterday. We were talking about her name, and she was originally known as Michelle Johnson, and it's now Michelle Endege Ocello. I believe I always get it wrong. I always say Endege. We talk about the amount of MCs that I've introduced her over the years. She was saying, well, anyway, listen to the interview. We're going to be putting that out around 4:30 today. So she's been recording on Blue Note, and her latest record is a celebration of the writings and poetry, essays of James Baldwin. Her last record, which actually came out not long ago, was a version, a sort of rearrangement of Magic City, Sun Ra. Last year she recorded her first for Blue Note called Omnichords, and we had her in session then. We're going to play maybe a track from that today. And I found a session from 2005. I think two or three people we've had play more than once. Robert Glasper, Michelle, I'm sure someone else, but it'll come to me. Anyway, the 2005, I've forgotten about it. I have not listened to it since then. And there's a track. Her band at the time had Chris Daddy Dave on drums and Oliver Lake on saxophone. An absolute amazing tune. So yeah, that's coming up today. We're going to be talking to Hair, H31R from Brooklyn, who were playing yesterday at All Points East for us. And we'll also be talking to Nisi Blues, also performed in Victoria Park, part of the Six Music stage. Whole heap of good stuff for you today.
Listen to me. Listen to the voice of nature. Tune into the greater nature. Nature's like an instrument. He's got the natural sound. to know how it's supposed to sound.
The Marcus Garvey Centre, Lenton Boulevard, Nottingham.
Hello, you're listening to Giles Peterson. I'm Samantha Morton, and this is BBC.
A gente vibra com a flor.
I still think it's amazing that I can hear my guitar being sampled by Dilla or Premier, DJ Premier back in the day, and many other people, Wu-Tang, and for me that's amazing.
Ourselves for more.
Okay, welcome to a new feature that we're gonna give you every now and again. Records that sound amazing at the wrong speed. Part two, actually, we did that with Wajid on a remix of Turiya Takoda a while back. That was totally by accident. This wasn't by accident. This is Unicorn Ship Explosion. There you go. And it kind of goes with the title of the record as well. There's a Rhinoceros in the Mega Church. It comes out on Sound Records in September. And you need the vinyl, obviously, and you need the turntable. And you need to pitch it back a little bit. I had it on -2, but I thought that was really quite good fun. And I'm going to play that one out. I'm sorry to the band who are probably listening. Oh, God, we're getting a play, but it's all wrong. But anyway, it did sound good to me. So, yeah, get that. And big up to the guys from Sound Records in Stroud who gave me that last week at We Out Here. Thank you to everyone who made it to the festival last weekend. It was quite special. Thank you. Thank you very much. We played you music before from another really interesting artist. There's a lot of new things coming today. I've got a new Nihilus and Nephro, by the way. I've got a new Cassie Kinoshi project as well. But you heard Sparkle Mammy from Los Angeles, I believe. No, from Chicago. And a record that was released recently. I think it's just one track in this body, Fajas. And now we're going to play you something from another amazing artist that we've been... that doesn't sound good at 45. Another really good artist that we played a while back when she was doing some stuff with Jamal Dean, who's a great pianist. And her name, she came on the radio as well, actually, during the sort of lockdown period. Sharadar Shashidar. And she's got a new record. It's coming out on... What label is it? On Leaving Records, yes. And this is fantastic. Have a listen. Mm-hmm. just came out today. So Cassie Kinoshi of Seed Ensemble is still going strong, of course, but her other project, they're called Brown Penny. I assume there's an album coming. This one literally came out yesterday. It's called We Can Be Friends, though. I didn't get much information on the band, but the last time she performed that I saw in 2022, Tyrone Isaac Stewart was there. Isabella Burnham on bass. Ayo Salawu on drums. TJ Manchung on guitar. And David Mrakpour on vibes. That was her last performing band, but no doubt it's maybe this is it. You're hearing him in the flesh. And before that, let's just quickly remind ourselves, because she's an amazing singer. It's sort of a bit like the jazz Kate Bush. got that tone, and there's been a few tracks coming out recently from Shashidar. As I said, I first heard her when she was singing with Jamail Dean, who's another amazing emerging pianist coming out of Los Angeles, and her new project features Anna Butters on bass, Julian Rodriguez, who performs with Michel Ndege, actually, Undege. A cello. Julian plays with it's difficult. Yeah, Sharada. There's a lot of complicated names for me today. Who else is on this record? A bunch of great. It's really good. Carlos Nino's involved as well. So yeah, I recommend it. I'll try and get more from the album. It's coming out very soon on Leaving. We got a little bit of Street Soul coming up after the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Police in Germany say they've detained a 15-year-old as part of an investigation into a knife attack in the western city of Zonningen, in which three people died. The teenager is not suspected of carrying out the attack, but is alleged to have known about the assault beforehand. The BBC's Damian McGuinness has just been to a police press conference.
The problem is that they still don't know much about the perpetrator himself. They are talking about a man. They are not ruling out terror, but they don't have any real idea about the motive. Now, what police and state prosecutors I've just said is that they're not ruling out terror because there doesn't seem to be any connection between the victims.
A manslaughter investigation has been opened into the deaths of seven people, including the British tech entrepreneur Mike Lynch, about the sinking of a luxury yacht off the coast of Sicily. Prosecutors say the inquiry is at an early stage and no one is being investigated specifically. There have been more arrests in connection with the deaths of a woman and her three children in a house fire in Bradford. Two men, who are 36 and 45, are being questioned about the murders. Another man, who was arrested at the scene on Wednesday, is still in hospital in a critical condition. Eunice Muller has more.
Overnight, searches have taken place of properties at four separate locations in Keighley. Three of those properties are within walking distance of each other, and this is part of a murder investigation that was launched by West Yorkshire Police. And what they're saying is that as a result of those searches, two men aged 35 and 46 were arrested on suspicion of murder.
President Zelensky has used a speech on Ukraine's Independence Day to say that Russia's invasion has failed. He said Moscow had tried to destroy his country, but instead war had returned to Russian soil. He was speaking in Sumy, from where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise attack into the Russian region of Kursk earlier this month. Animal charities say they're pleased that a new law has come into effect in England and Wales, which means anyone found guilty of stealing a cat or dog could now face up to 5 years in prison. Campaigners say this change now recognises the emotional impact of such a crime. And the Paralympic flame has been lit at a ceremony near Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire, where the idea of the Games was born. Matt Graveling was there. He says it was a rainy start to the event, which will now see the flame travel to Paris, where the 2024 Games get underway on Wednesday.
It's being kept in a safe place this evening in Buckinghamshire, and then tomorrow it's going to be taken by 24 torchbearers down through the Channel Tunnel, where hopefully they'll be blessed with a little bit of a better weather. And then in Calais, it'll be received and it'll actually be split into 12 separate torches. And then it's going to go all the way around France.
Six Music News, your next update is 4:30.
Get Six Music on your smart speaker. Just ask BBC Sounds to play Six Music. Tonight, prepare to embark on an audio adventure.
It's the order of the day from me, Don Letts, a.k.a. the Rebel Dread.
Already for the mad selection.
Taking you on a musical journey that crosses time, space and genre.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Listen tonight at 9 p.m. on Six Music.
Oh joy, oh light. Oh jazz, oh light. Oh joy, oh light. Oh, Giles, all right. You're listening to Giles Peterson. And this is Alicia Joy.
Oh, Giles, all right. Bridgewater, and you are listening to Giles Peterson. Ooh, it's fierce.
Be my الاشياء ما حاش طاح الناس لا تحير كل الخوف والحزن علاش كاين ربي لحنين كبير جاني صوت قاطع البحور والجبال زولت عليا مولات الحيك لك حال عيد صابر راه طال الحال الزين يا الزين جري ديرينا الحال
Some really good compilations that have come out so far this year. I think of the Tangents record that John Gomez and Nick the Record put together. There's that really good new one from Luke Una on Warm. And Alice Whittington, aka DJ Nausicaa, going back to her roots, searching through the countries that surround the South China Sea. For Ayoket Disco. It's coming out on Soundway. You remember Soundway did a really good compilation mainly based around the sort of Thai funk sound. And this is an even deeper collection. It's so brilliant. And Boogie Pop Funk, 1974 to 1988, every track a discovery. And this is in the background a group called the Rollies. This is from Indonesia. There's music on there from the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand. Highly recommended. Let's go to the disco. And another record actually, which is coming out on Soundway, you heard previously to that by Dar Disco. From Bahrain, Mazen Almaskati and Vish M. Their project started in 2019. Debut album, self-titled, celebration of their Arabic heritage and multicultural influences that melds Golden Age West Asian and North African music, and makes me think very much of Carnival this weekend, right? Weather looks like it's going to be picking up Sunday, Monday. I'm going to do my normal Monday morning jaunt. Get in there early, get out quick. But I love it. ¶¶ heard music from Tandy and a Private Joy as well. This is BBC Radio 6 Music, Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
There's been such a buzz on this record. Wow, the follow-up on Warp Records for Nala Sinefro. Amazing, amazing. I first met Nala, actually. She used to work in a record shop. It used to be called Cosmos. It's now called Yo-Yo. And she was just always deeply into music. In fact, I always felt like I was, like, getting in the way when I went in there, because she was always just completely listening to an album, and she was deeply into it. And then she said she made music, which was always, and then the music came, and she plays harp. She's really involved in sort of all kinds of electronics. And what I love about the new record is it's got quite a few of the people that sort of have worked with her over the time, including Sheila Morris Gray's on there, James Mollis, and I think that was him on sax there, incredible, Lyle Barton on keys, who played with probably still does with Emma Jean Thackray, New Buyers on there, Dwayne Kilvington, Wonky Logic on there as well, plus Orchestrate with the strings. Incredible. There's a live performance happening at the Barbican on the 18th of October. I'm pretty sure that will sell out real quick. Maybe it's already gone, but get on it if you can. She's got some sellout shows in all over the States already, Chicago, New York. She's playing in Tokyo. So, yes, forthcoming September the 6th, the album is Endlessness on Warp Records. I was going to play a little bit of next week's special guest, but I'm going to hold back because I'm just going to give it to you in full next week, because Norma Winstone came to Maida Vale with an amazing group, something that I've been sort of working on with her for some time. I really wanted to get her to perform with her two sons, Alex and Leo Taylor. Sons of John Taylor, of course, the great British pianist. And, well, with Norma, founder of the group Azimuth, with an I. Anyway, over all these years, she's never been in the studio with her sons, and they actually performed last week at We Out Here on the Lush Life that I made sure I was at. Elliot Galvin on piano and keys, Orin Marshall tuba, Mark Lockhart saxophone. That's the band, and there's five songs coming up next week from Maida Vale. Sorry, I didn't play it today. Okay, so what I am doing though is I'm going to go back to yesterday. I was at All Points East, as you might well know by listening to Six Music. We have a stage there over four days, over two weekends. And they are curated by Tom Ravenscroft's Jams, Mary Ann Hobbs, and myself. And yesterday I curated the first couple of acts that performed the afternoon, and I played at the very front of the day. It was really great, actually. Thank you to everyone who made it really early there. Someone I saw afterwards, as I was tying my shoelace up, came over to me and said that was the most chaotic DJ set I've ever heard, and I took that as a compliment. They did used to call me DJ Hectic. They probably still do. Anyway, we had two amazing live performances, and I caught up with two of my favourite artists of 2024 that I've been playing a lot. There was Air, which is spelled H31R, out of Brooklyn, featuring Masai, who's amazing MC, singer, and producer, composer, J-Words. So we're going to play a little bit from that set in a moment, and then we're going to play you a chat with and music from the incredible Nisi Blues, who's been in the UK this week and has an incredible record out, Exit Simulation. In fact, I was on the Hugh Stephen show yesterday afternoon. He gave me a little bit of a... Well, we had a chat around 5:30 and I managed to get those played in the drive time slot. So that was good. So, yes, coming up, Air and Nisi Blues. And then after that, we're going to get into some... I need to say it right. Michel Ndegye. I'm getting it wrong. I'm getting it wrong. Say it.
Ndegye Chela.
That's what I said before. Anyway, Michel coming up after 4:30.
Something I could feel, or do you wanna play games with it? Now what's the deal? Tell me, oh, keep it a stack, 'cause I'm for real. What do you gotta say now that I'm in your face right here? I'll be with whatever, baby. If it's clever, I would never be the one, baby. I know better. But if you wanna take lead, I can let you. As long as you remember that it's only for a second. The aura is blush, it's getting redder. Follow the steps like we dancing together. It's gonna rain like we channeled the weather. If you don't got the words, then just give me a letter. Give me a vow, just give me the effort. And A, I owe you extra. I know that you got your handles together. So handle it, baby, now I hand you the give lever. Me something I could feel. Or do you wanna play games with it? Now what's the deal? Tell me. Oh, keep it a stack, 'cause I'm for real. What do you gotta say now that I'm in your face right here?
Okay, brilliant. We got Air. We are backstage at All Points East, Six Music Stage. I've got a couple of notes here, by the way, but I know anyway. It's funny, when I watched you, I did see you earlier on this year when you played in London, and obviously we did some stuff in New York together. You're unique. You've got such a thing, and it's kind of... I was with my friend and a bunch of more sort of traditional MCs that were in the audience, younger guys, the new generation and stuff. And I don't think many people are ready to kind of just be brave and do their thing, because everyone wants to try and kind of follow what's kind of hitting on the algorithms and stuff as artists. And you're different, but you've kind of got your foot in this kind of historical, like there's a lot of history there, the way you rap, but you sing, but then the beats are like old school crazy samples. You go into some sort of amazing, it's like dance music, it's like everything. You're open to that. I mean, I'm just kind of curious about what it is that made you want to kind of get out of the norm in a way with your music.
I was always inspired to create my own sound, and I feel like once I did, like I love synthesizers and drum machines, and I wanted to be my own band, so I became my own band and I made weird psychedelic hip-hop dance music, because that's all the things that I like all in one. I just wanted to make everything in one.
Yeah, and I mean, and you're making beats for various people now, beginning to, I can see it's holding, and people are really curious about you. With you, Masai, you've obviously worked with Pink Sifu, you've already worked with More Mother, so, you know, within a certain world that you're very ensconced in it, but your style is banging, it's so good. It's like, you know, it's Saul Williams, it's kind of got that kind of cosmic, like, avant-garde kind of thing, but then it's super, like, I'm trying to think of the MC that you remind me of from back in the day. Who's your inspiration of the old school people?
I have a lot of inspiration, so it's always so hard for me to, like, pick one person. I feel like it's an amalgamation of so much. I grew up in a family of musicians, so that was heavy. Like, my grandparents are jazz musicians, and my mom is a hip-hop artist, so I grew up with that. But then, I guess people compare me often to Lauryn Hill, though, like, and Lauryn Hill was such a big influence for me growing up. Though I don't necessarily think I sound like her, I think, so, but I'm still honored that people compare me either way.
biggest but complacent. We can shake something, but I'm leaving with a face done. No one's leading party cause it ain't fun. Niggas losing Harley, why you ain't done? Tell you where I came from. You don't get the picture, about to paint one. I'm a mere reform, it's like a something. Sky is really gray, you know it rains some. Feet is on a pavement, got a cape on. Eyes is probably red, I got the shades on. Bit is going silly, had to take one. But don't see it pretty cause my face won one occasion. I ain't had a brand, so I got made fun and the plate done. Except the scraped crumbs, but I take them. And I'm carrying in a plastic bag, headed to the station on Crescent Ave.
So tell us what you've both got coming up, and if when there's a new air thing, a new project.
So we're working, actually, we're here for a week in London, and we're working on our new EP, actually. So we have like 3 songs we're gonna record, and yeah, we're on tour, you know, living the life, living the vida loca.
Yeah, we're going to Switzerland. I don't know, like, that's just Switzerland. I don't know if I've ever imagined that I would go there, so I'm excited about that, to see what it's like and like have some Swiss cheese or something. So yeah,
is that a thing, Swiss cheese in Switzerland?
Oh yeah. You gotta have a like good, I mean, it's the wrong time of the year, but you gotta go and have a cheese fondue. Right, so that's where they melt the cheese, yeah. And you throw a load of bread in it, and it's got an incredible amount of calories, and it's really bad for your cholesterol levels, but it's amazing.
But I guess you're butt fat, so that's all that matters.
All right, we back.
You guys did really well, because there was, you know, your kick basically broke. Something happened, so you ended up having to kind of really improvise, and you did amazing, so congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
Underneath, I see all of your deepest, dark, bright, and in between dreams. I know your weakness, I know your face to a T. I look at you and see me. You know I drift off the beat. You know I drift off the sleep quick. You know I like to relieve myself of seeing it be clear. You know that I be on deep. Read you, we are on another chapter. hold his face, why you that close? Move too many ways, it ain't natural. Too fake, how the cab go? Locked in like a capsule. Locked in like a capsule. Move into the crib with cozy. Always on my skin like they know me. If you really bout it, then you should show me. Say you riding to the end, but you phony. We all gone with the wind, you can blow me. I don't wanna really go in like the old me. Like the old me. I don't wanna really go in like the old me. Why we moving backwards? Words. Why we moving backwards?
Via Cranky Records. Very, very proud to be a part of that label. So Find it if you can. Check it out. Buy it. Support me. That's my British accent. Is it all right? Is it bad? Is it terrible? It's pretty good, yeah? All right. Thank y'all.
Nisi Blues, you've come all the way from Charleston? Oh, no, you don't live there now.
Well, I kind of. I'm kind of in between, but yeah, I was in South Carolina and then I was in Massachusetts randomly for the summer, and so I'm coming from here, directly from Massachusetts, yeah.
Brilliant, sir. Thank you so much. BBC Six Music Stage, we are backstage at All Points East Festival. Nisi Blues is with me. Before I forget, I want to talk about the set in a minute, but... one track that you've appeared on and I've been playing, a lot of people have been playing it on the radio, is the Joy Guidry track.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Joy is a very, very dear friend of mine, and she's released a brilliant record, and I'm really... It's so good to hear that it's being played. It deserves all the attention. Yeah.
Everywhere I go...
Everywhere I go...
There's an angel there...
There's an angel there...
Everywhere I go...
Everywhere I go...
There's an angel there...
There's an angel there...
What a great year it's been. I mean, Exit Simulation, amazing record. It came out last year, but it's really beginning.
End of the year last year, so it's kind of like... Are we going to get it out? But, you know, we ended up getting it out end of, like, November. Yeah.
I mean, I've been really lucky to see you a couple of times this week. And each time you just take the stage and you make it your own and you really bring the crowd into it. And how did you feel today? So, you know, it was mid-afternoon. The sun's kind of... There's a lot of stuff going on at a festival. The music's kind of quite... beatless to a degree up until certain moments. It's quite ambient and you really need to... So what's your way of kind of bringing it all in? And you look amazing, by the way.
Thank you. This is Daria Lavandra Contrabanda. She made this. But I think for me, it's just like calling everybody forward. And I think it can be hard to focus when there's so much happening around. And the music does kind of call for focus. So I'm working against the elements, so to speak, here. But I think just being like, hey, come in, come closer to me, sit down. Let me tell you that this is the kind of space you need to be in so that you know, like, this is that kind of music. And I think that helps set the tone for people. Yeah.
You're doing it all yourself, so maybe tell us a little bit about the process live and how you do it, because it's voice, it's machines.
So live is usually guitar. I have a looper pedal. I use the RC300. And so I'm live looping a lot of the vocals, and then a lot of things are just improv. The vocal loops I did today were improv. I don't usually plan them. And so I kind of weave that into the set, and then I also use like film clips. I love film. I'm a big film nerd. And so I play those clips throughout as well. And one of the filmmakers' clips I played, I actually have become close to her. She's an older lady, but she lives in France, and I asked her if I could use it, and we're like pen pals now. So everything is really connected for me, very grassroots kind of style for me, and that's how the set usually goes, kind of going based on intuition, I think, yeah, most of the time.
I'm about to do an interview today with Michelle Daigle Cello.
Oh, I love her. She's like my hero. So serious. I literally, my first memory of Michelle is this girl. I was in maybe eighth grade on the bus. She was kind of a very depressive kind of girl, but I really liked her. She was cool. She showed me Bitter by Michelle Ndejo Cello. Is that how you say her last name? I never know. But and I remember just being like, wow, that's what I want to do. That's how I want to make people feel. And so she's a hero. She is a deep, deep, deep hero of mine. It would be an honor to meet her one day. I'm like kind of obsessed. But yeah, so I love her. That's great.
Nisi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nothing can harm me at all. My worry seems so very small with my waterfall. I can see
let them laugh at us. Just as long as I have you. Just as long as I have you.
Michel Ndege Ocello from the album Bitter. She just released her 15th record. Which is a tribute to the writer James Baldwin. And we're going to talk about that with Michel. Thank you very much to Air and to Nisi Blues. This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music. This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC News at 4:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. German police have arrested a 15-year-old in connection with the stabbing at a festival in the western city of Solingen, which left three people dead and eight others wounded. They say the three who died were two men, aged 67 and 57, and a 56-year-old woman. The public prosecutor, Marcus Kaspers, gave reporters more detail about the teenager, who he said was arrested following a tip-off.
At the moment, this individual has not been charged. We are at the moment know that there was an unknown person who we believe has spoken to this individual. More information cannot be provided at the moment.
Two men have been arrested in connection with the deaths of a woman and her three children at a house fire in Bradford. Bryony Gowarth, who was 29, and her three young children died on Wednesday. Eunice Muller is in a nearby town where the investigation is focusing.
Searches have taken place of properties in four separate locations here in Keighley. Police said two men aged 35 and 46 were arrested on suspicion of murder and remain in custody. Bryony Gowarth, who was 29, her three children, Dennis 9, Oscar 5 and 22 months old Aubrey, died following the blaze at their home in Bradford. A 39-year-old man who was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder remains in hospital in a critical condition. West Yorkshire Police say extensive inquiries are continuing in what is very much a live and active investigation.
Italian prosecutors have opened a manslaughter investigation into the sinking of a yacht off the island of Scilly, which killed seven people, including the British entrepreneur Mike Lynch and his teenage daughter. Investigators say they'll examine the actions of the captain and crew, as well as look at the shipbuilder and others. The Italian Air Force says a weather phenomenon known as a downburst probably caused the boat to go down. BBC weather forecaster Ben Rich has more.
Inside a thundercloud, we have very turbulent motion. You have winds racing upwards and downwards very, very rapidly. There's a lot going on inside those storms. And sometimes winds will rush out of the bottom of a storm cloud. So you get essentially a gust of wind that is blowing downwards towards the ground. That then hits the ground and spreads out in all different directions.
Police in France say they're treating an explosion outside a synagogue as attempted terrorist murder. The blast was caused by two cars being set alight outside the building in the resort town of La Grande Motte. One of the vehicles contained a hidden gas canister. Six Music Sport, and McLaren's Lando Norris has taken pole for the Dutch Grand Prix tomorrow. His teammate Oscar Piastri is third on the grid. Max Verstappen of Red Bull finished second in qualifying. And in the Premier League, Brighton have beaten Manchester United 2-1. Six Music News, your next updates in an hour.
Get Six Music on your smart speaker. Just ask BBC Sounds to play Six Music.
BBC Radio 6.
Six Music. Marianne Hobbs.
We welcome Nick Cave, one of Six Music's most beloved artists.
In that moment, you have this sort of idea that something extraordinary is going on.
A rare and deeply insightful conversation about his complex relationship with music.
Always feeling that you could have done everything a bit better.
With the bad seeds.
If I could just hear the band so happy.
And with us.
You capture yourself, but when you listen to it back, it kind of slips away.
Marianne Hobbs.
Nick Cave and us. Listen Thursday morning from 10:30 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Hi, we're Reversible Entanglements, and you're listening to BBC 6, Giles Peterson. Like that?
Why we should help our father? What's the reason why?
talking about these feelings. For a long time, the world has dwelt on faith, beliefs, possibly dreams, and the truth. And the kind of world you got today is a world that's based on those particular things. How do you like it? You have to judge a tree by the fruit you see. And whatever people have been basing things on, it came out to be exactly what it is.
So not so many records for a few years. It went back a while, and suddenly we've got three. You've got the Omnichords, and you've got this incredible Gospel of James Baldwin, No More Water album, both on Blue Note. And in between those two, there's been this Red Hot Records about Sun Ra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Life-changing. He's a life-changer, yeah.
Actually, what is the... where is the connection with James Baldwin and Sun Ra? Did they ever... Because I just came back from Saint-Paul-de-Vence in France, so I put on an event there for 3 days at the Foundation, the MAG Foundation, which is the art gallery. I don't know if you've been there. And basically in 1970, under the suggestion, I'm told, of James Baldwin, who lived in the village, he invited Albert Ayler, Cecil Taylor and Sun Ra to perform in this gallery. And it apparently was the first ever Sun Ra show in France, probably in Europe. Last week, and I was also thinking while this was happening that next year it's the perfect place for Michelle to perform.
Okay.
But I mean, it's perfect for you. But so in a way, that possibly there was a connection between James and Sun Ra. Would you be able to do? Imagine there was. Do you know any more about?
Oh yes, I've heard about this concert, but I also it is my imagination, or it's definitely conjecture. But I think the connection is choosing to be free, choosing to be compelled and projected through time on your own wave. I think they both were searching for self that as black men in that period of time was hard to construct due to the systems that were put in place to keep you in your place. So I think they share just intellect, a search, and curiosity.
Balance. 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 Bodies. 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 Water. Water. Gold. Water. Magic. Gold. Packed. Dragged. Mercy. Mercy. Gold. Mercy. Breathing. Breathing. Place. Swollen. Place. Place. Arms. Arms. Mouthing. Quiet. Saving. Space. Breathing.
I've been flying. Naked. Dying. Behind. Now I go ahead just to see how long I can breathe. Somewhere else to be. I'll stay away with all the work to be done. I'll be bleeding as you bake in the sun. Do I have to be good all the time? When I can just leave. How to measure weight like tissue pressure. So long as my navigation is working, I know no train in the station is going so far that you and your nation won't try to deny how much you need me. Somewhere else to be. I'll stay away. All the work that I've done and the races that I ran in your name. I keep rising above all the time, but I can just leave.
This record came out a couple of weeks ago, 100th anniversary of James Baldwin. Was this based on the play that you were part of reenacting, No More Water? Was that kind of the beginning of your journey?
Yes. In 2015, the Harlem Stage commissioned a work based on the work of James Baldwin. I chose The Fire Next Time, which is a multimedia performance piece. I think it's there's no narrative or linear through line. We use the trope of the church service to bring Baldwin's words to life, to use them as psalm. And that was the start of it, of the whole idea. And then we realized we had collected all these songs. My partner, you know, saved my shekels, and we went into Dreamland Studios and recorded the music in like the beginning of 2020. Just right when COVID began right before we were in the studio together in Woodstock, and that's how the recording came about.
Different directions that you go in, you feature with incredible artists, you make original music albums where of course you write and it's more traditional, then you've done records that have sort of celebrated or connected with like icons, like the album you did with Nina Simone, like you've done with Sun Ra and with James. So what was the beginning of your love and wanting to do such a project?
Baldwin says, "You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read. Reading the Fire the next time was humbling and life-changing in the sense that before the Omnicord, both my parents had passed away, and I was having to reconcile with my own mortality and just my place in the universe. And I think I had a lot of anger, especially looking back on the first two records, just sort of dealing with myself as a human being in America, who plays Black American music. The Fire the next time sort of gave me a better understanding of what it was like to be born in the 40s like my parents and to live before civil rights. It just gave me a different point of view to my own personal history. Plus, I had read Giovanni's Room and other essays. I love his treatise on Hollywood called Where the Devil Finds Work. I just find him to be a great witness. He witnessed three assassinations, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, RFK, four, and Malcolm X. Here's a man who experienced the bigotry that wanted people to murder others so that we would not be on equal footing, that we would not unify. And so that just fascinates me about humans and humanity in general, especially what you're experiencing in your country with the riots against immigration and migrants. Just that other, I think he is the patron saint of those who feel other.
It's incredible the amount of attention he's getting at the moment. Of course, there's been the documentary and what you're doing here. It would have been the 100th year of his life this year, just recently. And you've got some incredible poets and thinkers on your record, and the way that you incorporate the spirit, I suppose, of James Baldwin. And tell us about how you sort of molded it together and some of the poets that you brought into the record.
Oh, there's Stacey Ann Chin, just an incredible instrument as well. You know, I'm a child of hip-hop, and the timbre of the voice is something that really moves me, and the timbre of her voice, the way she presents the information to you is what I found most compelling. Also, I felt Baldwin had a blind spot in terms of feminism, so I really wanted to include a different vibration within. And Stacey Ann Chin, I think, is a brilliant writer, orator. Also, we have Hilton Owls, who is a great Baldwin scholar. I just thought it was great to have my mentor, he's also a mentor of mine, participate in a way that is a dying art. I think he wrote incredible liner notes that just show where Baldwin started and where he ended up. And here we are now, and everything he said has been quite prophetic. And so I want to include him. Also, Elisa Garza from Black Lives Matter movement, which I think is interesting. We'll look back. I'm wondering how we're going to look back during that time, 2016. Get a little bit more distance from it. I know it's interesting to talk about Black Lives Matter. It's a very divisive topic when I'm with some of my friends. But I think her expression of love of our people is just something I wanted to include. I wanted to use his words, like I said, like Psalms. We all memorize so many different writings, and I wanted to rid myself of the dogma of certain Christian concepts that I was raised with, and just sort of free myself as well and create a new blueprint for my future to learn to love differently.
Peterson on BBC Six Music. We are chatting to Michelle Ndege Ocello. The new album is out. It's a celebration. A celebration? Would that work? Is it a celebration, in your words, of James Baldwin?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you say that. Yeah. It's a meditation, a celebration, and an amazing.